for dead the poor dead woman whom he loved and murdered in her bed. Absolutely, that's yours. He walked amongst the trial men in a suit of shabby gray. His cricket cap was on his head and his step seemed light and gay, and I never saw a man who looked so wistful at the day. I never saw a man who looked with such a wistful eye upon that little tin of blue we prisoners called the sky, and at his drifting cloud that went in happy freedom by. I walked the mumps of the souls in pain who had tramped another ring, and we had wondered, had this man had done a great or a little thing, when a voice behind me whispered low, "That fellow's got to swing." Dear Christ, the very prison walls suddenly seemed to reel, and the sky above my head became like a cask of scorching steel. And though I was a soul in pain, my own I could not feel. I only knew what haunted thought quickened his steps and why he looked upon that grayish day with such a wistful eye. The man had killed a thing he loved, and so he had to die. And each man killed a thing he loves. By all, let this be heard. Some do it with a bitter look, some with a flattering word. The coward does it with a kiss, the brave man with a sword. Some kill the love when they're young, and some when they're old. Some strangle with the hands of lust, some with the hands of gold. The kindest use a knife because the dead so soon grow cold. Some love too little, some too long. Some sail while others buy. Some do the deed with many tears and some without a sigh. Did each man kill the thing he loves? Did each man does not die? He does not die a death of shame on the day of dark disgrace, nor have a noose about his neck, nor cloth upon his face, nor drop feet foremost through the floor into an empty space. He does not rise at dawn to see dread figures throng his room, the shivering chaplain robed in white, the sheriff stern with gloom, and the governor all in shiny black with that yellow face of doom. He does not know the sickening thirst that sands one's throat before the hangman with his gardener gloves slip through the padded door and bind one with three leather thongs that the throat may thirst no more. He does not stare up on the air through a little roof of glass, nor do he pray with lips of clay for his agony to pass, nor feel upon his shuddering cheek the kiss of Sisyphus. 6 weeks after Gosman walked that yard in his suit of shabby gray. His cricket cap was on his head and his step seemed light and gay, and I never saw a man who looked so wistful at the day. He did not wring his hands as do those witless men who dare to try the real, the changeling hope in a cave of black despair. He only looked upon the sun and drank the morning air. He did not wring his hands nor weep, nor did he pick a pine, but he drank the air as though it held some heifer anodyne. With open mouth he drank the sun as though it had been wine. And we and all the souls in pain who had tramped that other ring, forgot if we ourselves had done a great or little thing, and watch with gaze of dull amaze the man who had to swing. Strange it was to see him pass with a step so light and...